grandmother that I spoke to you about, the only one that I have any recollection of, she was very much English. I guess she came from England. My grandmother Davenport came from England.
Where did your father meet your mother?
Here in this country, back off up in there, in that vicinity.
Mm-hmm. And your mother's father?
My mother's father? I don't know anything about her. That would be my grandfather. I don't know anything about him. Never saw him. This one grandparent's the only one that I have any recollection of. That's the one I spoke about, the old English lady. Of course, my mother, I've got some English in me, and of course it comes from my mother's side of the house.
And what can you tell me about your mother?
What can I tell you about her?
Background and things like that.
Well, she came to this country with a family, and I believe that she was working for him. Mm-hmm. You might say, I don't know whether you'd call her a maid or you'd call her a hired girl or whatever, but anyway, these people immigrated to this part of the country down here, and she came with them. And then she, shortly after she came here, well, she met my father. She was quite young. I guess she was only 20 years old when she married my daddy. And he had been married before and had lost his wife.
That was certainly common then, wasn't it?
Hmm?
That was very common then, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And what can you tell me about the country where you were born?
This country at that time?
Farm.
Hmm?
Yes, principal occupations.
Well, it was farming, exclusively. That's all it was. It was just farms all up and down that river. It was farming, farming country.
Cattle or crops and cattle too?
Well, that's right. We didn't, extensive herds of cattle, but of course everybody had cattle because everybody had milk cows, you know. Yeah. And just a general line of farming, I would say, was what was the main occupation of them days.
Mm-hmm. When did the oil come in?
Well, about, I believe the first oil well was drilled in 1904. And right over here at Bartlesville in Oklahoma, and I think I understand it's still pumping. It's still producing.
Boy.
Yep.
Wouldn't it be nice to have that in your backyard?
Yes, sir. I don't think it's a large well. I don't know that there ever was a large producer, but I think it's still producing. It's in one of the parks over here at Bartlesville.
Did that help the general prosperity of the country around here? Or was it only at a high level? Or?
The oil business didn't help the Osages until it got into the Osage properly. Because see, that well, that wasn't in Osage County. See, that well was still at Bartlesville. That was over in Washington County. But after we allotted, and see the mineral, all the mineral rights to the reservation was held in trust. For the tribe. And
that sounds like a good thing.
Yes, I think those old fellows that lived in that time there, they were looking ahead.